This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. My brothers and sisters, many people lose faith in the Almighty when they begin to do that which is unacceptable in order to achieve what they want. One of these things is people who resort to casting spells and those who resort to black magic or any sort of magic. Sometimes people go to visit others who may do that for them or who claim that they will do that for them. Let's remember in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in verse number 102 makes mention of the Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam and the fact that at his time there were these two who had come to teach the people the evil of magic. And Allah says it is kufr. Kufr meaning it is disbelief. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, says, whoever visits a magician to cast a spell has disbelieved in what Muhammad, peace be upon him, has brought. So this is very dangerous because it casts us into a crisis by the doing of our own hands. My brothers and sisters, just like it is wrong for anyone to do that which is unacceptable, like casting a spell, or visiting a person who would cast a spell. Remember, it is equally wrong for us to accuse the innocent of casting spells or being a witch or a wizard. Remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like false accusation. And when a person accuses another, if it is something very big and it affects the life of the innocent, we will definitely be plunged into crisis in so many different aspects of our own lives, and we won't know what exactly hit us. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after mentioning all of this in Surah Al-Baqarah, then in verse number 103, he says,
وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَمَثُوبَةٌ مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ.
Indeed, had they believed and developed the correct relationship with Allah, the reward from Allah is something that was much better, if only but they knew. So Allah is inviting those who have transgressed in this way in the past to turn to Him through two things. One is Iman, which means you reiterate your faith in Allah. You come back to belief in Allah. You seek the forgiveness for what you've done in the past. And the second thing is Taqwa. Develop the correct relationship with Allah. Be conscious of the fire, which means be conscious of the fact that heaven and hell exist and the last day. And in that way, you will be able to achieve the comfort. Even though we may have been in crisis, but we need to come out of it as soon as possible. We stop accusations. We stop casting spells. We stop visiting others who cast spells or claim to bring about goodness for you, because they will never bring about goodness for you. Goodness lies in the hands of Allah. Protection lies in the hands of Allah. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to us Muhammad, peace be upon him, as a means of comfort. As a means of comfort during crisis, he tells us,
اعلم أن الأمة لو اجتمعت على أن يضروك بشيء لم يضروك إلا بما قد كتبه الله عليك.
You need to know that if the whole nation gets together to try to harm you, they will never be able to harm you except with that which Allah has written against you. So remember this, my brothers and sisters, you want goodness? Call to Allah. You want to be protected from evil? Call out to Allah. Brothers and sisters, many of us don't know that we should be seeking the protection in Allah from shaitan, the accursed. So many times we find ourselves in disarray. We find ourselves plunged into darkness and we don't realize that was the devil. On that day, did you seek Allah's protection from the devil? The answer would probably be no. Be mindful of the fact that the devil exists. Didn't we hear about
Adam alayhi salam, and how the devil said, I'm going to make sure that he sins. So Allah told him already that, you know what? You are definitely going to be attacked by the devil, but make sure we've given you the ammunition, we've given you the protection, make sure you have it, make sure you make use of it. Subhanallah. So we have been warned about shaitan. He will come to us just like he came to Adam alayhi salam, and he's come to those before us. We need to protect ourselves, turn back to Allah. Allah says, develop your iman, develop your taqwa. Those two things will give you the greatest of comfort. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to mention the favors that he has done for us. In times of crisis, we tend to look at the crisis and think that we have no blessings. We tend to forget the blessings completely, like the crisis is the only thing that has happened to us. No, Allah says, we have favored you way beyond any test that has come in your direction. Take a look at what Allah says to the children of the Prophet Ya'qub, or Jacob, may peace be upon him. They were also known as the children of Israel.
Ya bani Israel, اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأني فضلتكم على العالمين.
O children of Ya'qub, O children of Jacob, may peace be upon him. Remember the favors that I have favored upon you and that I have given you virtue above the others. Allah says, we have given you virtue above the others. For you and I, there is a lesson in this. Allah repeats this thrice in Surah Al-Baqarah to say, O children of Ya'qub, remember, we favored you, we bestowed upon you a lot of favor. Just because you're in hardship right now does not mean that we did not give you favor. We've given you a lot and we continue to give. My brothers and sisters, look at your limbs, the organs. Look at your eyesight, your nose, whatever else we have. Look at the faith we have. Look at the families we have, the little food we have, the little shelter that we have. If you're watching this particular program, then imagine what those who have nothing would be going through right now. It would mean we are privileged somehow. So if you would like increase, you must be thankful and show gratitude. You must learn to identify the favors of Allah. Think about them. During times of crisis, when you concentrate on the positives, you will definitely make the negative that is right in front of you seem very small. And subhanAllah, those who concentrate on the negative will forget all about the positives. So here is Allah telling us, do you know what? I have favored you and I want you to ponder over the favor. And I want you to remember it and be thankful, show gratitude. So my brothers and sisters, when we are going through hardship, we look at those who have gone through greater hardship. And when we are in the favor of the Almighty, we always thank the Almighty. They say, religiously, you should look at those who are higher than you, doing more than you, happier than you, more content than you are in their worship of the Almighty. So that it will actually encourage you to do more in your worship of the Almighty. But when it comes to material items, and when it comes to the loss in terms of the worldly things, look at those who have even less than you. So if you're just having a meal a day, take a look at those who are having a meal every 3 days, or who don't even have a meal. If you cannot afford to go to school, but you still are with your parents, take a look at those who don't even have parents. If you have shelter, take a look at those who are homeless. If you have feet, take a look at those who don't even have feet, subhanAllah. So these are some of the ways of achieving comfort in times of crisis, different types of crises. You've lost a job, take a look at those who've never had a job. You've actually been through hardship, you have a sickness, take a look at those who have a bigger sickness, more severe. Take a look at those who've lost their lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for every single one of us. So my brothers and sisters, Allah Almighty has chosen to mention certain prophets and certain stories right at the beginning of the Quran. And one of them was that of Adam alayhi salam. Then Allah makes mention of Banu Israel, the children of Israel, or the children of the Prophet Jacob, may peace be upon him, who was also called Israel. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about one of those who was the closest to him, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the Prophet Abraham. And something unique happened. Allah tested him with so many tests, one after the other. Imagine at a young age, he found it difficult in his own home with his own father. When he saw his father doing the wrong thing, he tried to correct his father because he witnessed the crisis. But subhanAllah, when he witnessed that crisis and tried to correct his father, he was threatened. But Allah gave him a comfort because he had a good relationship with Allah. He was in beautiful comfort in the midst of a crisis because he had a lovely relationship with Allah. Allah says, we tested him.
وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ.
And remember when Allah tested the Prophet Abraham with certain words and he completed them. All the tests and the challenges that were put in front of him, he actually passed them. So I want to pause for a moment and let you know, my brothers and sisters, we were sent onto the earth in order to be tested. There is no doubt about it. From the moment we were born, right up to the moment we shall return to Allah, we will be tested one after the other. So many things will happen for Allah to actually give us an opportunity to shine and to develop a better relationship with Him. Nobody, not a soul on earth, has had it the way they wanted it. We've all had it the way Allah wants it, wanted it, and shall have it. So learn to develop a relationship with Allah and understand you will be tested. It doesn't mean Allah hates you. It doesn't mean He's angry with you. It simply means it's your time to rise to the occasion, rise to the challenge, turn to Allah, repent to Allah, develop your relationship with Allah, turn the pages of the Quran and look at how to deal with the matter. Take a look at how others have dealt with it and you will achieve the comfort. May Allah grant us goodness. أقول قولي هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين.